I passed out in class, but none of my friends stayed and helped me. Only the new kid cared enough to stay.
It's tough when you feel abandoned, but even if no one stayed, God is still with you. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Let's get started. When I was younger, I really struggled with feeling like I wasn't good enough to have friends. I wasn't the best at sports or music or the most fun or funny person to hang out with. It made me feel really alone sometimes. But even if you feel the same, I want you to remember this. God is always with you, and He always loves you. Remember Deuteronomy 31:8. It says, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Now, for our story today, it's entitled, "Never Truly Alone." "Nick, can you come up here and hold this for me?" Mr. Manning asked. Nick's heart beat faster as he walked to the front of the classroom. He got nervous any time he had to be in front of others. With shaking hands, Nick took the poster his teacher asked him to hold. A minute later, he was sitting on the floor with his teacher in front of him. "Just breathe," Mr. Manning said. Nick did as he was told and eventually calmed down. When he looked around, he found the classroom empty. "Wait, where did everyone go?" "They went out to recess," Mr. Manning said. "You can go too." Nick frowned. Everyone had abandoned him, even his friends. "Hey, are you okay?" A voice came from behind Nick as he headed for the door. Nick turned and saw Alex, a kid he barely knew, using his hands to move his wheelchair up to him. "Why aren't you at recess?" Alex shrugged. "I wanted to make sure you were okay." "I thought everyone just went out and left me." Nick sighed. "Thanks for caring." At church that evening, Pastor John talked about the Apostle Paul. In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul writes about a time when everyone abandoned him but God, Pastor John said. Have you ever felt like that? All alone? Sometimes we don't even feel God with us. Nick thought of how he'd felt at school that day. He had felt completely alone. He hadn't seen Alex in the corner of the room, and he felt abandoned. God is always there, Pastor John said. Whether we feel His presence or not, He is always with us. Nick looked at the stained glass window, the one that showed Jesus hanging out with a group of children. "Are you always there, God?" he wondered. "Even when it feels like everyone has abandoned me?" "God never abandons us," Pastor John said, as if reading Nick's thoughts. "Jesus died for our sins and rose again so we would never be separated from Him. Even if everyone else abandons us, God is with us and will help us with every problem we face. He also places caring people in our lives, sometimes ones we don't expect, to remind us that we are not alone." Well, how about you? Are there times when you feel alone? Does it ever seem like everyone else has left you behind or doesn't have time for you? God is there for you no matter what. Jesus gave His life to save you, and He won't ever abandon you. He cares about what you're going through and often shows that care through people He's put in your life. So trust Him to be with you and help you through everything you face. Our key verse for today is in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8.
"The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged."
And our key thought for today, God never abandons you. Have you heard of the Red Rock Mysteries books? Bryce and Ashley are normal teenage twins, except they find adventure wherever they go. They deal with the usual middle school stuff, but they also learn how to track down stolen gold and outlaw kidnappers. Find the Red Rock Mystery book series at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.